just wondering if the popularity of meditation in Thailand now extends to the villages around the forest monasteries as well as the urban areas, and did one come first and one come later? Does it just vary by...
It varies, and it depends on the teacher, really. So that, I mean, that was the thing that just, you know, really blew my mind when I went to Ajahn Chah's monastery, early 1974, and the hall full of lay people meditating, practicing, and I could not conceive of how they could sit so still and so long. There's around the monasteries, it was, and same at Wat Nanga Chau. Right now, Wat Nanga Chau, Wat Pa Pong, you know, once a week, you know, it's just like, you know, here you have the Lunar Observance Day, and the people come for the meal, and they spend the day, and they spend the night. Some people aren't able to come during the day, they'll come at the night time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's rare at Wat Nanga Chau to have less than 100 people for the, you know, the all-night observance. Meditation vigil. Mm-hmm. For Wat Pa Pong, you know, it's probably rare to have less than 200 on an ordinary. It's not a small thing. Mm-hmm. People just plug in. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And of course, when you have ceremonies, ceremonial days, and it's huge. The numbers of people who come and practice and meditate and chant at the June or January, when kind of Sangha gathers. June is the observance of Ajahn Chah's birth, January is the observance of Ajahn Chah's death, and thousands of people sitting and chanting and meditating together. I mean, the hall is full, the area around it is full, the approach to it is full. Now they've got set up with closed circuit TVs, so you can, people can sort of see and join in. Yeah, it's very inspiring. Mm-hmm.